A.B. Abraham and his friend Arthur Houtby emerged from their train into the bright heat of the day.
"Where are we?" Houtby asked, disoriented and groggy.
"This is Coppice," Abraham said.
He was vaguely familiar with the town. It was located some 40 miles north of San Fernando in the hot plains of Tarlac Province. The barrio was coated in the fine, powdery dust of the dry season. Off to the west, the green Zambales Mountains, dominated by the seething Mount Pinatubo, clawed at a hazy sky. The Japanese led Abraham's group to an open space not far from the train station, and detained the prisoners under the hot sun for more than an hour. The Americans came to call this form of torture the sun treatment. Abraham's guard made no effort to find a shady spot. For many prisoners, already cooked by the train ride, this sun lashing was the final blow. By the dozens, the men began to drop from heat exhaustion. Finally, they were grouped into columns again and pointed west. The march still wasn't finished. They stumbled out of Coppice on a narrow road lined with well-wishers. "Young girls threw us kisses," Abraham recalled, "and men working with their carabao in the fields turned and waved at us, some giving us the V for victory sign." The rural countryside was expansive, with faintly rolling hills covered in crisp, dry kogan grass. Containers of water had been left along the roadsides, but almost invariably the Japanese guards would kick them over before the prisoners could get a drink. After a few hours of marching, the column crept to the brow of a gentle hill. There, spread before them in the dusty heat, was a vast encampment of some 600 acres, surrounded by flimsy barbed wire. Scores of tattered nipa shacks slumbered in the glare, and thousands of people could be seen in the middle distance, moving about the pathways and thoroughfares. At the front gate, the Japanese had built a tall tower of wooden struts, from which they had festooned the rising sun, the flaming red asshole, as the Americans called it. Before the war, Camp O'Donnell had been a training facility for the Philippine Army. It was designed to accommodate no more than 9,000 people. By the time A.B. Abraham walked through the gates, however, O'Donnell's population had swelled to some 50,000 American and Filipino prisoners. Abraham's group was brought into the parade ground, where they were lined up and made to stand at attention. More sun treatment. Then guards undertook a comprehensive shakedown of every prisoner. One by one, the men were relieved of any valuables or contraband items that had not already been taken during the march. Then the camp commandant, Captain Yoshio Tsuniyoshi, stood on a box and, speaking through an interpreter, addressed the new arrivals. "You are the enemy," he began. "You will always be the enemy. 100 years from now, we will still be enemies." Captain Tsuniyoshi was a caricature of the bombastic prison warden. The Americans would call him Little Hitler. A short, bow-legged, mustachioed man, he wore baggy pants and riding boots with spurs. A large samurai sword dangled at his side. He had grave, penetrating eyes, a bald pate, a scar on his right cheek, and a mole on his bottom lip. "He was one of the ugliest mortals I have ever seen," one prisoner later wrote. "He breathed the very essence of hate." Tsuniyoshi's initiation speech lasted about a half hour. Satisfied that he had made his point, the captain stepped down from his box and swaggered off toward the headquarters shack that was perched on a knoll. Abraham and his group, having been officially welcomed to Camp O'Donnell, were led to their new barracks.